I have a friend who, someone lives on my block. He's a religious guy, frum guy. He learns, he helps people, sends his kids to good schools, a real Ben Taira. And recently I was speaking to him and I said, what's your story? How did you get to where you are in life? So he said, actually, when I was younger, I grew up in Israel in a town a little bit off of Haifa, a little yeshuv, and his family was anti-religious. He said there were some connections to God between his mother and his father in different ways, but they were anti-religious people. And he would see a religious Jew and he would despise them. He would have an anger, a hatred. So anything in religion to him was completely treif. It was off the table. It was garbage. For job reasons, his father took a position in far out South Africa, to some town far away from any normal community, and they picked up and left. His father was managing an airport over there. They bought a nice big house, beautiful life in South Africa, and he started going to the local school there. And he said there were two Jews in the class. It was him and a man in a cross on the wall, Yashka. Those are the two Jews in the class. Completely not Jewish school. It was a Christian school. So he's in this class and he picked up the language there quickly. He only spoke Hebrew. And they started yelling at him. They said, you know that this man, Yashka, died for your sins. What's going on? So he said, who's Yashka? And then he switched classes there to a different class, and he said again, you know that Yashka died for your sins. He died for your sins. You have to believe in him. He's like, who is this Yashka guy? I don't care about religion. Stop bothering me. And day after day, they would yell at him and scream at him. So he went back to his father. And he said to his father, a not religious man, they're telling me about this Yashka guy. He died for my sins. Sounds good. Someone died for my sins. Sounds unbelievable. Should I buy into this? Should I go with it? I want someone dying for my sins. I don't have any sins. His father goes, no, we don't believe in it. So he said, what do you mean? Why not? Well, why don't we believe in it? And his father really couldn't answer that question, because despite being a disconnected, irreligious Israeli Jew, not wanting to have anything to do with religious people, he didn't want his son becoming Christian. So he couldn't answer his questions yet. But he said, no, we don't believe in this guy, Yashka. And he would go back to school, and he wouldn't believe in it. He would get in fights. Come back to his father, what's going on? You tell me I have to believe in this guy, so what's going on? And he pushed his father, he pushed his father. Till his father started opening up the Chumash. They had a Bible in their house. The Old Testament, the Chumash. They started reading it, getting ideas. At the same time, his father lost a job. His father moved for a job and lost the job. Now his father was stuck. His father started driving around, and he got an idea to export flowers. So he started creating export business. He had to travel to Johannesburg. In Johannesburg, there was a rabbi who lived nearby. So he started asking him all his questions. And the rabbi started explaining to him, teaching about Torah and mitzvahs. And eventually the rabbi took the track down to this community where they lived, far out of Johannesburg, and started teaching him about Torah and mitzvahs. My friend's bar mitzvah was coming up. And he said every Shabbos, they weren't religious yet, and they would drive over to different houses and teach them about the Torah and mitzvahs that this rabbi from Johannesburg was teaching them. And then they found, hey, there's a Jew here, a Jew here, a Jewish couple here. And they started having chaburas on Shabbos, learning Chumash, learning Torah, learning mitzvahs together, giving over what the rabbi taught them. They had a bar mitzvah there. The rabbi came, gave them bar mitzvah. They eventually started keeping Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And eventually they moved to Johannesburg. And through a long journey, my friend became completely religious. He's now married with children. He came back. Now, his father originally moved to because his father lost his job in Israel. And then his father moved from this random place, started being in Johannesburg, was next to the rabbi. Their whole life was uprooted and flipped over numerous times. And Hashem was arranging everything behind the scenes to bring them back, to show He cares, to give them love, to bring them back in His caress. And this is the foundation of all of Judaism. That Hashem is constantly working behind the scenes. You think you're going X place for X reason, then it doesn't work out. And then you pivot, you do Y. And then you do Z. And you think you're running the show and all these things. And it's really Hashem taking care of you. In every single instance, every step you take, every move you make, every breath you take, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. He's orchestrating it all in a way that's far beyond you. So next time you're walking, next time something happens, you stop for a second. Say, wait a second, Hashem is running the show. Something difficult happens. You feel the pain, you process it, you know it's hard. And you say, Hashem's running the show. Hashem's taking care of me. Hashem's holding me in the palm of His hands. And He's always bringing me back to the good. He's always lifting me up. He's always wanting me to come close to Him. No matter what you do, you can't run away from God. You can't run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is with you, no matter where you go. The more you remember that, the more you're going to feel His presence. The more you're going to know that you have a security. The more you're going to know that everything's going to be good. Will it always be easy? No. Will you always see it? No. Will it ultimately always work out in some way, whether or not you process it yet? Yes, it will. Hashem's always with you. You have to know that.